stay up and watch the game, men, women, or no? Is that too late?
No, I fell asleep, but saw it this morning. Exciting. Great for USA Hockey, obviously. Kind of a bummer that it has to go to a shootout to decide such an important thing, but happy the good guys won.
You're not real active on Twitter. You seem to pick your spots. Last night, you picked a spot. Tell us why.
I think regardless of where people stand, we can probably all agree that what's been going on in the U.S., the amount of school shootings, got to find a way to remedy that. It's just, it's been going on too long without anyone really doing anything to help. It just seems like something that should be fixable. And like I said, it's been great in our room this year. Probably the most we've chatted about, important things going on in the world. Clearly, everyone has different feelings about everything, and that's a great thing because, just opens up the dialogue, and you can kind of figure out, why guys feel a certain way and what's important to them. Try to put yourself in their shoes, and so we've obviously chatted about this quite a bit, and it's just it's too much. It's been going on too long. As an American, I have 3 kids now, and you start to get scared about thinking about them going to school in the United States. It shouldn't be that way.
I was wondering if it's to the point where players might actually see playing in Canada as a preference for the reason, especially if they have kids, or is it not to that?
Well, I think, my wife and I talked about this last night, actually, and, I think we agree that the gun laws in Canada seem to prevent a lot of this from going on. If there are steps to be taken to prevent this from happening in the future in the United States, why wouldn't you explore that? So, that's a real thing. It's real. I mean, Louis is going to be in kindergarten next year, and you can't help but think along those lines. When it's happening to you, then all of a sudden it becomes a real thing, and I think we need to start putting a little bit of thought into that.
Of course, you get to hear from all the people, the Second Amendment and all that, right? And Canadians have a hard time even understanding why that's even a debate. But are you feeling the same way now? Why is it even a debate?
Well, yeah, now it's contradictory because I was talking earlier about defending our, constitutional rights. I think times are different now than when the Constitution was written. I think that, abolishing guns from the world is not happening, not possible. But if there's a way to make our schools safer, make our kids safer, there seems to have been steps taken around the world. Different countries have had success doing it. The United States is a little bit behind on that, and I just don't see why, especially it's every year, it's more than every year, but it seems like every year there's a mass instance like this, and we all get on Twitter, we all say our piece, and then we go on with our lives, and then it happens again the next year. So you'd like to see something happen.
Blake, on the trip itself, a couple of big Central Division games starting tomorrow night. Just a thought on distancing, or at least having the opportunity to distance yourself a little bit more from St. Louis and Dallas?
Yeah, they're huge games. We're trying to, get our game right for the stretch run. We want to be playing our best hockey at the end of the year. We're playing against teams that have had experience, playing in these heavy games, playing in these important games. So it's going to be a challenge for us every single night. And I think, we're looking forward to going into tough environments and dealing with the adversity of trying to get 2 big points on the road.